5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
What's up, everybody? Dan Canobio here, Inside Boxing Live, and we're reacting to Canelo Alvarez's unanimous decision win over Jaime Munguia. He drops him in the fourth round. He cruises down the stretch, and Canelo Alvarez gets into the win column, stays in the win column, and he looks damn good doing so. Landed 50% of his power shots, of course, got off to a little bit of a slow start. Jaime Munguia fought the fight of his life for the first three rounds, was fighting behind that jab, was throwing quick combinations and getting out of the pocket, not staying in the pocket for Canelo to be able to counter. But once again, Canelo just shows you what he does best, especially at this stage in his career where he can kind of break you down. He can kind of read what you're doing in there. He let Munguia get a false sense of confidence, and he drops him in the fourth round, and then he lands some big power shots down the stretch. Body work. Landed over 50 body punches, the most body punches ever landed on a Canelo Alvarez opponent. I thought Canelo looked great. I thought Canelo, I mean, this is the new Canelo Alvarez, right? I mean, we're talking all week long about how Canelo will react to a guy in Munguia who's 27 years old, who's much bigger in there. Munguia looked massive in there, who had a longer reach. Canelo's 33, 34 years old, on the back nine, is slowing down a little bit, can't stop his opponents. He can drop them, though. Canelo still has that power. And in that fourth round, that uppercut was a thing of beauty, man. That just reminded everyone out there that, man, Canelo still has the timing. He still has that power to knock it down. And he's still damn good at this age. And he's still arguably the best 168-pounder in the world. He probably is the best 168-pounder in the world because David Benavidez is a 175-pounder. He announced this fight with Alexander Vodzik in Las Vegas. He is at 175, David Benavidez. So right now, Canelo Alvarez is the best 168-pounder in the world. You can rightfully say that. It was an awesome week. I was out in Las Vegas all week long, grabbing content, hanging out with Canelo, doing some really fun interviews with him. It was a great fight week. It was a lot of Mexican heritage on display, a lot of Mexican pride on display. Without Mexicans, boxing is nothing. I knew heading out to Vegas that it was going to be that type of event, and it was awesome. There was a lot of buzz in the press room. There was a lot of buzz for Canelo. There was even more buzz because Gervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia and David Benavidez, Caleb Plant, all started showing up later in the week as we got closer into the fight. And the weigh-in was awesome. The weigh-in was tremendous. That's what a Vegas weigh-in is all about between two Mexican fighters. But back to the fight. I thought Munguia came out and fought a really smart fight for those first three rounds. He was very clear he had a game plan to jab. I think he threw 118 jabs in the first four rounds. Munguia is not exactly known for his jab. He's known for his combination punching. He's known for his leaky defense, which he showed on display tonight. And as Canelo said, he's a little slow. Canelo said he saw every punch coming. Canelo knew he had this in the bag. I mean, he did not look pressed this entire fight week. He did not look pressed the entire buildup for this fight. Every stare down that he had, he would shake his hand. He put his arm on his shoulder, which is like a big brother move that you see, just a little gamesmanship from Canelo. But I thought Munguia fought a really smart fight for the first two or three rounds. I was like, damn, you know, he's looking like Bivol in there. You know, Bivol was able to do that for 12 rounds. That's the difference between Bivol and Munguia, is that Bivol is a master boxer, can jab in and out, and has a little bit more pop than Munguia. If Munguia had a little more pop, then it would have been a way different fight, especially late, because I thought Canelo got tired a little bit in the eighth or ninth round. I think Canelo tired out a little bit, and if Munguia had a little more pop on his punches, I think he could have made the fight a little more interesting down the stretch. I'm not saying he could have won, could have made it a little more interesting down there. But Munguia came out with that jab. It was very clear that Freddie Roach instilled in him, all right, you're going to fight behind that jab. You're going to throw those quick shots. And he was tagging Canelo with power shots. And what I love from Munguia is he was slipping out. He wasn't staying in the pocket like he usually does because Canelo's a great counterpuncher. Then the fourth round comes. And by the fourth round, we're 12 minutes into the fight. And by the fourth round, Canelo Alvarez has your timing down. That's the one thing about Canelo that he still has is his timing. His power may not, like concussive power and being able to stop guys and win on knockouts may not be there. But his timing is still impeccable. His counterpunching is still impeccable. And that uppercut from Canelo Alvarez that he landed on Munguia was one of the best punches from Canelo we've seen in his career. Because usually he'll hit you with a concussive right hand, an overhand lead, a lead right. The uppercut from that stance, counter shot, right on the money, right on the chin, drops Munguia in the fourth round. And after that moment in the fourth round is when it was all Canelo. It was all Canelo. The momentum changed. Munguia's legs weren't there anymore. I feel like his confidence was shot at that point. It was all Canelo there, and I think Canelo took the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. Munguia had a few moments. I think he won maybe the ninth on my card, maybe the ninth or tenth round I gave to Munguia. I gave Munguia the eighth round. Then I gave Canelo the ninth, tenth, 11th, and 12th. So I think I had Canelo winning 10 rounds, 10 rounds to two, or maybe even 9 rounds to 3 for Canelo. And, I mean, should we go to what's next? Do we think Canelo Alvarez can beat David Benavidez? That's the question, right? That's the question. Can that version of Canelo Alvarez, can the version that we've seen now of Canelo Alvarez beat David Benavidez at 168 pounds? I think it's a closer fight than people think. I think because of Canelo's timing, he still has the power to drop you, and his ring IQ, 60-plus fights, it showed against Munguia. The thing with Benavidez, though, is he has a lot more power than Munguia. He has way better defense than Munguia, and he has endurance. It's a very interesting fight. I know Benavidez is at 175 pounds. Still want to see it at 168. Canelo afterwards said, if the money's right, I'll fight Benavidez. I still think it could be made. I'm holding out hope. That's the fight. And I'm not saying it's a runaway win for Benavidez because Canelo is so smart now. He's fighting so intelligently, landing 50% of his power, going to the body, can slow down Benavidez to the body. I'm not going to sit here and say that Benavidez is going to just wipe the floor with Canelo by any means. Canelo can win that fight. That would be such a fun atmosphere. The atmosphere was amazing in Las Vegas all week long, but there was a sense like, man, if this was only Benavidez, if this was only Benavidez fighting Canelo, then it would be off the charts. Do we get it? We're not going to get it in September. Unless Benavidez has a very easy showing against Vodzik, which I really think he will. I think he's going to walk through him. I think he's going to knock him out inside of 8 rounds. June, July, August. Yeah, Benavidez can come back. Canelo is definitely fighting in September. Edgar Berlanga was in Las Vegas, and he was telling any reporter that would listen that I'm fighting Canelo next. To me, I think that's the next fight for Canelo. Because think about it, who else is really out there? There's not that many options out there for Canelo at 168. Who's at 168? Berlanga? Benavidez? Just beat Munguia? Christian Mabili? You tell me Christian Mabili deserves a shot at Canelo Alvarez? No. Diego Pacheco? No. Someone coming up from 160? No. Canelo going up to fight Bivol? Not happening because Better Biev is hurt. So, I mean, we're really, really running out of names for Canelo Alvarez. Terrence Crawford, they can maybe drum that up, but no, Terrence Crawford's fighting in August 3rd, so therefore he won't be fighting September, whatever, 15th or 18th against Canelo. So I think Edgar Berlanga is the clubhouse favorite to fight Canelo Alvarez next. Do I love that fight? No. No, I don't love that fight at all because I think it will be even less competitive than this Munguia fight. Munguia is definitely better than Berlanga. Berlanga and Caleb Plant got into a little bit of a tiff at the weigh-in. Like that fight. I like Caleb Plant in general, talking to him at the weigh-in, just telling him how much I respect him, and that dude will fight anybody. Just goes about it the right way. Win or lose, he's going to give it 110%. So Berlanga versus Plant makes sense. Plant said he's done with Charlo. He's like, I'm not even trying to fight Charlo. I moved on. I guess that's a name that can be thrown out there that would be probably even worse than Berlanga would be Jermall Charlo, because at least Berlanga is somewhat active and he's younger and he's presents a path to victory, where Jermall Charlo, you just don't know what you're going to get from him. And the stink of that Jermall Charlo performance against Canelo is still out there. But I thought this fight was fun. We said it was going to be a fun fight heading in. I think Munguia did everything he could to win that fight. He tried to win. He didn't shell up like Charlo. He wasn't washed like John Ryder or any of those other matchroom guys. I think Munguia legitimately pushed the action those first four rounds, but just got grown manned in there. Just was in there with his big brother and just got big brothered. Got big brothered by Canelo. And I think this new version of Canelo it's really fun to watch. Like, he's always been that low volume, high accuracy, game changing power late type of guy. Doesn't really have the game changing power late anymore, but he's still very, very economical with his punches. He still has the power because he's now dropping guy. He's now dropped Charlo. He dropped John Ryder, and now he's dropped Munguia. It's just an intelligent way of boxing. It's like you're watching a guy with a game plan in there and then go in there and execute it, make adjustments. He's one of the best fighters to ever lace him up. Is he the same as he was in 2019 when he knocked out Kovalev or that run he went on after that? Absolutely not. You know, he just doesn't have that power. Father Time is undefeated. He's got so many fights, so much mileage on the odometer. He's still fun to watch, though. Like, he's still dropping guys. He's still going to the body. He's still got so much charisma and so much star power. Awesome. Great stuff from Canelo Alvarez. Will he fight David Benavidez is going to be the big question. That's going to be the question that's going to be asked a lot, despite Benavidez fighting at 175. David Benavidez said, I will only go down to 168 for Canelo. If not, I'm staying at 175. I'll fight the winner, better be of Bivol whenever that happens, if it ever happens. I'll take on anyone at 175. I don't know, man. I like this version of Canelo. He said afterwards, I'm still the best in the world. And it's just funny because we're always going to ask these same questions every time Canelo fights, especially if he fights Benavidez next. There's going to be a ton of people picking against him. There's going to be a ton of people doubting him. I wouldn't say anyone was doubting him heading into this Munguia fight, but the same questions are asked now whenever Canelo fights. It's like, oh, is he going to get old overnight? Does he still have it, Canelo? Is he going to lose his chin? Does he still have the power? He still has a great chin. That's another thing, too, with Canelo. That's how he will stay in fights now. He took some of Munguia's best shots and was not fazed at all. First round, Munguia landed like a big-time combination. Canelo ate it and just kept coming forward. And Munguia was probably like, what the hell? This guy's got an iron chin. His chin will keep him in any fight, and his intelligence and his experience will help him win any fight. That's why I think Canelo can hang with Benavidez. That's why I think Canelo could actually beat David Benavidez. Chin, resilience, experience. Gotta see that fight. Man, gotta see Canelo versus Benavidez. That's the fight. Everyone knows that's the fight. Canelo knows that's the fight. Money is the only thing that's going to get in the way of Canelo fighting David Benavidez. Great night, great weekend, great week for Inside Boxing Live. We are absolutely crushing it right now. Did so many videos out there, millions and millions of views. ESPN picked up one of our videos with me and Canelo. I can't do it without you guys. I can't do it without people, the fans, watching this show, subscribing to our YouTube page, following us on social media, riding along with me and Algieri. We're not going to stop either. PPV is great partners with us. They're sending us out to Tank and Benavidez. That's June 15th. That's the next big fight we're heading out to. We're going to be covering Inoue, Naoya Inoue's fight on Monday. We're going to be covering Fury Usyk next week out in Saudi Arabia. I can't believe that fight's happening. A lot of good things happening this summer and head right into fall. Can't do it without PPV.com. Can't do it without you, the fans. And everyone out there that's taking in this content and enjoying it and getting great feedback. It's so rewarding. It's honestly, this is one of the best weeks of my career. Was this past week out there hanging out with Canelo and chopping it up with him and really doing some fun content. Like, that's not going to stop. Like, I'm going to keep doing that with Tank. I'm going to keep doing that with Jake Paul and Mike Tyson next week when they have their press conference. Love it. Absolutely love it. Canelo Alvarez is still the man. Canelo Alvarez is the best 168-pounder in the world with an asterisk because David Benavidez is at 168 pounds. He's still must-watch television. He's still the face of boxing. He's still the man. at 168 pounds. We will be back on Monday, directly following Nyoa Inoue versus Luis Neri. Me and Chris Algieri breaking down Canelo's big win, what he's going to do next, breaking down Inoue, and then looking ahead to Fury and Usyk. Thank you, everyone, for joining the show. Don't forget to subscribe to Inside Boxing Live. See you next time.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.